This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jorge Moreno. Date of birth is May the 12th, 1963. Case ID number 2517313. Date of exam, 4/21/2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Martin Rocha, dated 4/15/21, and a CT scan report of the abdomen and pelvis, dated 4/6/2021. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. He denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. He has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members have had COVID-19. At this present time, he has had no vaccines. Precautions were taken to protect both parties involved. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old common law married male with three children who presented to my office with his daughter for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of number one, thrombosis of the head / cerebrovascular accident, number two, insomnia and forgetfulness, and number three, compression fracture of the L3 spine vertebra. The claimant states that he has not been employed since 1987, but he did work as a carpenter for 3 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. He has not worked since he had the accident in 1987 of being in a T-bone motor vehicle accident with an 18-wheeler. Allegations number one, thrombosis of the head / cerebrovascular accident. Number two, insomnia, forgetfulness. And number three, compression fracture of the L3 vertebral disc. History of allegations number one, thrombosis of the head. The claimant states that in 2020, he presented himself to McAllen Heart Hospital for 1 week, secondary to having symptoms of a stroke. He was diagnosed with a right thrombosis and also occlusion of the left posterior cerebral artery, as well as a right cerebral artery thrombosis. He presented with generalized weakness, decreased balance, blurred vision where he was not able to see, slurred speech, dysarthria, and a confused mental state. The claimant also passed out at home. At the present time, he has weakness of his arms, decreased balance where he has a tendency to fall frequently, and poor vision. The claimant is able to speak normally at this time, but still retains some kind of dementia, which is mild, and is very forgetful and has poor cognitive function. He has had no more syncopal episodes or seizures. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk 1.5 blocks, stand for 15 minutes, unable to climb stairs, but does have a cane that he left at home and uses it when he needs it. He was able to ambulate here at my office. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, and sometimes button his clothes. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or lift anything above his head. At the present time, he's on clopidogrel, 75 milligrams QD, and mempantine, 10 milligrams BID. He was diagnosed with bilateral with thrombosis of the right cerebellar artery, occlusion of the left posterior cerebral artery. His physician is Dr. Gomez. His condition is better at this time, and he appears to be stable. The claimant was able to ambulate without any problems and was able to get around with most movement at this time. Allegation number 3, compression fracture of the L3 disc. The claimant states that in 1987, he was in a motor vehicle accident where he was hit by an 18-wheeler and T-boned and injured his lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is an aching, dull pain located in the lumbar sacral back area at the L3 level where he sustained a compression fracture in that area. He states that occasionally the pain radiates down both his legs. He was diagnosed with an old L3 compression fracture, which has since healed. He was placed in a cast for 6 months. His limitations include being able to walk 1/2 block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, sit for 2 hours, comma, but unable to lift any objects or bend over to pick up clothes. He does have a cane that he did not present with, but didn't appear to need it. He was able to ambulate well and get up and out of his chair without any difficulty. His daily activities include watching TV. He states he does not sleep, does not do housework, go to the grocery store, cook, do the laundry, or does any other exercise whatsoever. He has been seen by Dr. Martin Rocha and is being referred to a neurologist in order to continue his pain medications, but the claimant does have a history of substance abuse as well as alcohol abuse. At the present time, he is only taking Tylenol 500 milligrams POQD, and he does not appear to be in any pain whatsoever at this time. He denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. At one time, he was on narcotics, which was Narcos, 7.5 milligrams, dash 325 milligrams TID for pain, but is no longer taking those medications at this time. He was diagnosed with chronic back pain syndrome, secondary to an old compression fracture of the L3, which appears to be stable by x-rays. Other limitations, the claimant is able to walk 1/2 block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, and occasionally squat. He states that he cannot climb any stairs or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and button his clothes. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or lift anything above his head. He does have a cane, which he didn't bring with him, but is able to ambulate well without it. His physician is Dr. Martin Rocha. At the present time, he only takes Tylenol 500 milligrams. PRN is needed for pain, and he did not appear to be in any pain at the presentation of at my office. He does no other physical activity at all at this time. Family history. Father is 48 and died of liver failure. His mother, he does not know. She's 75 and has no problems at this time. Medications. trazodone, 100 milligrams POQD, memantine, 10 milligrams BID, omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD, sulfanilmethanol, 10 milligrams POQD, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams POQD, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams QD, Tylenol extra strength, 500 milligrams PRN is needed, and aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD. Medical problems, hepatic steatosis, comma, history of alcohol abuse, comma, cerebral vascular accident with a right cerebellar artery thrombosis, and occlusion of the left posterior cerebral artery, comma, rectal mass, comma, history of upper GI bleed, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, degenerative joint disease, comma, compression fracture of L3 in 1987, major surgeries, none, social history, the claimant has a history of smoking 12 cigarettes per day for 40 years, alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 12 beers per day for 40 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant states that he has used marijuana and cocaine, but states he hasn't used it for at least 20 years. He denies ever using crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any use of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 143 pounds, height 5 feet 3 inches, BP 155 over 99 mmHg, heart rate 85 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI is 25.1. General. This is a 59-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, HEENT. Could you please drop down to... the third sentence, the fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal with multiple small bleeds noted. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant has poor dentition and most of his teeth are gone. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected. Is the claimant being able to see fingers at 17 feet distance? Pinhole was 20/200, corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected. The claimant was able to count fingers at 17 feet distance. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected. The claimant is able to see fingers at 18 feet. Binocular corrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters. There was a regular rate and rhythm. with auscultation. There is also a plus 3/5 murmur of the heart on the left midline area. No rubs or gallops for her with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Lungs were cleared to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. However, breath sounds were increased. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. However, the claimant has multiple fish eyes / neuromas of his feet, which appeared to be giving him problems with walking and foot pain and have not been treated. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His memory was mildly abnormal. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had fairly clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation, but had difficulty in remembering exactly what day it was. Reflexes of the patellar on the left side was normal, as well as for the ankle, but was abnormal for the right side at 1+. Reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflex on the right side was 1+, and on the left side was 2+. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar function, the claimant's gait was steady and symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. He was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, but the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and some tenderness, especially of the right lower hand. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted except for the right hand area. Where the claimant is unable to make a fist, oppose fingers, and has a strength of plus 1/5. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine, and the claimant refused to attempt to do the lumbar spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor, secondary to not even attempting to do it. He refused to do a lot of the ranges of motion. There is abnormal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in both shoulders, as well as the right upper extremity, and to a lesser extent, the right knee. The claimant also has problems with the strength in the right lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam. The sitting position was 70 degrees on the right side and 90 degrees on the left side in the sitting position. Straight leg raise in the supine position was 0 on the right side and 10 degrees on the left side. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially of the right upper and lower extremities. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was only able to flex the right knee at 90 degrees. The claimant was unable to squat and did not attempt to squat. He had difficulty getting up and down from the table. The claimant also had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally, and he was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. He has no assisted devices, but is able to ambulate on his own. Neurological exam, grip strength for the right hand was +1/5, and for the left was +5/5. Cranial nerves, tooth, and trail were grossly intact. Reflexes were decreased for the right upper and lower extremity, which includes the biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes. And reflexes for the left biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes was +2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal for the right upper and lower extremities. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are muscle spasms noted, especially of the right upper and lower extremities. Muscle strain was +4/5 for the right upper and lower extremities, except for the wrist and hand area, where grip strength was +1/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is very restricted for the right upper extremity, but normal for the left upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows mild evidence of muscle wasting and some fatigue. The claimant has limitations in his visual acuity, but no limitations in his visual fields. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a mild right, up, and lower hemiparesis, decreased cognitive and memory function. And a cerebral vascular accident. Probable diagnoses, number one, thrombosis of the head, cerebral vascular accident, which includes a thrombosis of the right cerebellar artery and occlusion of the left posterior cerebral artery, confirmed with medical records and physical exam. The claimant at this time suffers from a right hemiparesis of the right upper and lower extremities. Allegation number two, insomnia and forgetfulness, confirmed with physical examination, but appears to be very mild. He does have a mild dementia, but is still able to function fairly well. Number three, compression fracture of the L3 disc, appears to be well healed at this time. The claimant did not attempt to do the physical exam secondary to a hemiparesis of the right side and his fear of falling, but he probably does have a normal lumbar sacral back condition at this time. He was not able to perform most of the tasks for the lumbar sacropine secondary to the stroke. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jorge Moreno.